As we go to the Lord prayer this morning, has anybody got any requests? No? Okay. Both Wileys. I'm just going to add the Uncle Wiley, too. Yes. Both Wileys.
Your Uncle Wiley, could both of them are Uncle Wiley to you.
That's right.
Okay. We've been praying for my brother Paul and his wife Rhonda, and she was to have bypass surgery, but they just...
Let me make an announcement real quick before you do that. Whenever you have a testimony, just stand up. We're going to start bringing a microphone around so we can get your testimony on the CD, because we're doing two tracks. Because a lot of times the testimonies go right along with the message. So anytime anybody has a testimony, just stand up, and then someone will bring a microphone over to you. He's got the yellow microphone there, Curtis. They've got the yellow microphone, so turn it on. It's on. The light will come on if it's on. No. It's not on. Turn. She's just got a prayer request. Take a look at that, Margaret, and see what's going on with that. Got to get our technical lady on it. Is it on mute or something?
Okay. Let's remember to pray.
Now it's on.
For Joanne that used to come. And like I said, she was bounded with fear with this COVID. She was rarely leaving her house, and she would wear gloves and a mask. I mean, just fear really kept this woman bound terribly in her mind. But like I said earlier, she came into the seniors group Thursday. Just walked in, just like nothing had ever happened. No mask, know anything. She was just glad to be there, but she left a little early, so I didn't get really much of a chance to talk to her. But let's keep praying for her so she'll come back to church, because she really enjoyed coming up here.
Okay, what a difference. Okay, we were praying, last week or so about Rhonda, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, and she had bypass. She was going to have bypass, but they decided to do the double stent, and she was very concerned about it because she's had a lot of physical problems, but she came through it beautifully, praise the Lord. And she and I shared how she showed a picture of her arm, and it took me back, at all black and blue, all the way up from one her wrist all the way up to her shoulder. And I wrote a note and told her, Rhonda, it looks like you've been in a fight with a grizzly bear. And she said, I have, and I won. And also, our son-in-law, Mike, needs prayer. He's been having really bad pain in his back, and he thought it was kidney stone, and they don't think it is. But he has had kidney stones before, so we're just asking the Lord that they're supposed to look into it to see if they can get to the bottom of it. We're praising the Lord for a good answer.
Not that I need this, I really don't. But a lot of people looked at me today and said, who won the fight? And I can honestly say I did. I won the fight because Jesus was on my side. And, you got to realize during the whole time, I didn't tell anyone here about it, but I knew my son was praying for me. And as soon as they came in and gave me good news, they call it good news where they don't have to go any farther in you. And they said, we don't have to. You got the good news? I said, yeah. And immediately I started praying for my son, because I wanted him to know God answered your prayers. You know, a lot of people don't realize God answers all of our prayers. It might not be the microwave that we want it to be as soon as it is, but I want to tell you something. Wait on the Lord and see if he don't do all things well. And this is the only possible. The testimony is this. If you trust him enough, you'll see the results.
If you believe.
I've got a few things, but Clyde, so listen, what we were talking about in Sunday school this morning, this is what God just told me about compassion. So that whole story about Josh is praying for you, for your surgery, who has the compassion there? And that poor kid's been in that bed for how long, going through everything he's going through, but he's praying for his dad. I mean, that's like how we should all be. You know, really, that's the best example ever. I want to pray for the Rodriguez family. Anna Rodriguez comes from Germany. She basically is Tyler's second mother. She has relocated to Texas, left her family behind in Germany because her mother has breast cancer. She had to go home and help, so she left her husband, who is in the Army, her two children there. And I told her this morning, I was emailing her, that we would pray for the whole Rodriguez family. They're having a really tough time. If you guys could just keep our situation with Tyler in prayer. You know, worst case scenario, because of COVID-19, we might not see Tyler for a year. And that's what we're hoping doesn't happen. But Tyler and I had the reality, and we spoke last week on the phone, that it may not be until next October that he can come home with everything going on. And I'll have to say, I've been going through my own struggles lately, and Tyler yet once again has spoken, you know, that we cannot get upset about things we cannot control. They are what they are. And I have been sick about this for a long time. And he said, Mom, as much as you want me to come home, times out by 10, I want to come home. But this is my life and I can't change it. So we just have to face things how they are. And it's like great words of wisdom from a 20-year-old kid. Because I can't make it happen, he can't make it happen. So I just wanted to say that. And I also want to say another thing, that I don't know how come God has it, or me, maybe it's just me, we take things out on our person or our closest person whenever things are not going good. In the last 2 weeks, I've really had some issues with work and other things, and I've taken every single thing out on Rich, the last person that does not deserve it. And I'm asking for prayer that I can like stop doing that, but for whatever reason, it continues to happen. And but yeah, so I just want to thank, my praise report is that Rich and I have been married 11 years this coming Saturday. And he has been the best thing in my life, aside from both my boys, the three of them. And he has been there every step of the way, and it's been a rough 2 weeks, and he just is there. And I'm very thankful for him and everybody here, and just to be here today.
Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah, I've been practicing on my bass, trying to learn this song.
Yeah.
It's by the Williams Brothers, and it's called "God Will Straighten It Out." So, one part of it goes is, if you have any troubles in your life, God will straighten it out, and he's the only one that can straighten it out and that can do it.
I want to thank God for, I want you to continue praying. I had to go and have EKG this week, which came out normal, but they still want me to go have an echo and stress test. So I want y'all just to remember me in prayer. I go the 29th for one of them and November 5th for the other. And I want to thank God for the prayers from my nephew. Once you continue, John, we had been praying for him, and I stood in proxy for him, and I know God has moved, and that he's continuing to move, and I'm looking for him to do a complete healing in him, spiritually, mentally, physically. And so just remember John in prayer, remember me as I go forth to minister to him as God has put on my heart to do so. Amen. Thank you.
Anybody else? No. Okay, well, you know, I have a request, and my request is this. You know, each one of us deals with fear of some kind. And if you sit here this morning and say that you don't deal with fear, you're fooling yourself, okay? Because none of us are past that yet. Okay, so I'm not trying to start anything, but can I just tell you that, you know, there's a mask in my hand right here. And it was on my face, and it'll be on my face in a second. And that mask is not there out of fear. I hope you can wrap your mind around that. It's not there for fear. It's there out of respect for everyone else in this room. Now, it doesn't bother me to wear this stupid thing. I have to wear one all day long at work, okay? Now, it's a free country. You can wear it. You can not wear it. I don't care. But, you know, it's not really your job to judge everyone with one on. Can I just tell you that? If I've got one on, I don't want to feel like you think I'm an idiot. Because you know what? I'm not an idiot. It's a paper thing that if it helps you or helps me, great. If it doesn't, I'm not out anything. Okay? So I'm not telling anybody out there to wear one. Okay? I'm just saying. So don't judge other people's fear so severely Hold them up, of course. We're all dealing with fear, okay, of some kind. But, you know, it's more important to just hold up your brothers and sisters in whatever way you know that they need it. And some people are deathly afraid of lots of different things. I get that. But, you know, we're too busy judging everything we see way too strictly, if you ask me. I'm sorry, we are. On both sides of the fence, both sides of the aisle. Remember when I talked to you about that word disdain and what disdain means? And that's kind of what I feel like we're living in, a day of disdain. That means I have no respect for your opinion. Your opinion doesn't even warrant me considering it. That's not the way we should be approaching each other. It's not. So I ask God to help each one of us, number one, learn to deal with the fear that we are each fighting, because we're all fighting one. And help me not to judge anyone else's fear or anyone else's whatever. Okay? That's just where I'm at this morning. Not trying to make anybody mad, step on your toes, but, you know, God just needs to lead us and guide us each and every step of the way. The words that come out of our mouth, the thoughts that we start to pursue, and the directions they take us. That's all I'm saying. So, Lord, we come to you this morning, and we're all broken, Lord. We're broken and we're in need of you. We're in need of a touch from you. We're in need of strength from you. We're so in need of wisdom from you that it's ridiculous. We walk around like bumbling idiots running into walls. And the door is right there next to it, where we're slamming our head. And you are the door, Lord. You know, people search for enlightenment in many different ways. There's only one light, and that's you. And the only way to get enlightened is to learn as much about you as humanly possible. That's the only way it's going to happen. So, Lord, I ask you to just lead us, guide us, correct us when we need it. Get us back on the path that we need to be on, and not the one that we're chasing down a rabbit hole, because we all do it. Every one of us. Every one of us does it. And you end up at the end of that rabbit hole, and you're like, wow, how did I get here, and why have I been here so long? Lord, I ask you just to, like the shepherd you are, lead us back in the path that you're trying to lead us in. And help us just to be determined to hear your voice every day, to see you in the person standing in front of us, and to speak the words that you would have us speak, Lord. And Lord, you heard every one of these requests. My friend Cody at work, his grandmother is really sick, and he told me that she doesn't know God. And I said, well, Cody, God's able to reach her, and if she knows him for one day, that'll be the best day she's ever lived. So I don't know Cody's grandmother's name, but I ask you to remember Cody's grandmother. And Lord, just have your way in this service, Lord. I ask you to speak through Rich. If he's speaking, maybe he's not, I don't know. But Lord, we just look to you, Lord. We can do nothing of any good without you.
That's right.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mark, could I say something?
Sure.
And I say this. Go to the mic.
Take that back there. Hold on just a minute. Let's get it on the mic.
Thank you for sharing that. Touched my heart. I have to say this. First of all, I'm sorry that you feel, and I know that you have. It's just the way people are, and we are sometimes, and it's not fair, and it's not right. But I want to say from the depths of my heart, I sincerely admire you and your family for standing up for what you believe and doing that. You are saying a lot more than you realize when you do that, because I believe that we've been asked to do this, and I feel guilty and bad myself because when I see these people, I have to wear them all day long, and they have to, you know, and they should, and it's what we're doing. We're all trying to help. So I admire you. I really admire you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for standing up for what you believe, no matter what anybody else thinks or says.
Brother Rich is going to share the word.